Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dee Alexander with the Ruston Community Theater, RCT, doing a new production of Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Dee, thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thank you, Corey, for having me.
Well, you were doing an old classic that a lot of people know, Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and it's a great, fun show.
Yes, it's a fun, family-friendly show. It's a sung-through musical. So, as you know, there's just only like five lines of small dialogue. It's all just music sung.
The show is coming up the 17th through the 20th at Ruston Community Theater's going to be over at the Dixie doing this show. And you've got a local cast, local musicians. Tell me what made you pick Joseph.
Well, I was involved with a production at Louisiana Tech in 1992, I believe, as a musical director. And we had such a fun time with the show. I've always wanted to come back to it. And it's something different for us for our summer musical series. It's the Chumley Family series that we've now had for 14 years. Just being a show that's sung through and where every song is a different genre of music. It makes it fun for everyone and a great introduction to musicals.
Now, for the folks that don't know the show, they might know their Bible. A lot of it's in there. Tell me a little bit about the show. What's it all about?
Well, the show is a retelling, a dramatization of the story from Genesis of Jacob and his 12 sons and his gift of a coat of many colors to his son Joseph, and how the brothers are jealous and sell him into slavery in Egypt. And, you know, they go to Egypt eventually, and because there's famine in the land of Canaan. It takes some liberties with the Bible story. And I like to point out, you know, have you read the story and what's the difference here in the show and, you know, between the biblical account? So,
but they have to go back and beg because they're starving to death.
They
and
grovel.
Then
yes.
they have to grovel. Yeah.
Exactly.
The show gives you the chance to show off the chops of a lot of local actors. And this is a tough one because you've got to act, you've got to sing, and you've got to dance.
Right. We are blessed with a great crew to work with in Ruston. A lot of people have done a lot of shows with us. I'm thinking of some of the characters. Gabe Garcia is our Joseph, and Gabe has been involved over here in SYAA in Strauss. And we also have Ben Mathern, who's joining us, and Ben is part of the Mathern family here in Monroe, West Monroe, and very active in the theater and in the musical community here. And Ben's joining us, and great, our usual RCT suspects that we just enjoy working together and love being a theater family.
Now, you put together a local band of musicians, too. I did this show years ago. I was the brother Dan in the show and a production here in North Louisiana. But you, when we did it with a tape. Everything was, we had tracks. You're doing this with a live group of live Ruston musicians.
Right. Well, we have a group that we jokingly call ourselves the Naked Note Orchestra since we did Annie together back in the day. And that's mainly my friends. We've been working together many years, and we all play keyboards. But we do have a live drummer. Mark Smith is an excellent drummer, very experienced drummer. And then for the first time this year, I'm working with some guys that I've worked with for at least 30, 40 years, Roy Davenport on guitar and Bob Packman on bass, and then on Bob's playing guitar and other instruments. But on bass is my friend Keith Riley, who I actually grew up with down in Catahoula Parish. So it's fun getting together with those guys
like
again.
Like full circle again.
It is.
Getting the gang back together. And you're going to be doing this beginning Thursday. Tell me about how the week runs. How many shows are you doing?
Well, we have one each night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7. And then Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And that's unfortunately it for what we do, four shows. So,
how do I get tickets to this, and how are the ticket sales going? I'm just wondering, like, do you need to jump on tickets right now, or is it going to sell out? How's this going to look?
Well, there are seats available. It's looking pretty good. pretty full. I checked on the way over here this morning. And you can go to rctruston.org to get tickets. They're $20 for adults, and student tickets are $10.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights at 7, and then a Sunday matinee. You get the after church, after lunch crowd.
That's right.
This is all coming up, and it'll be at the Dixie Center for the Arts in Ruston this week. Speaking with Dee Alexander, he's the director. Dee, tell me a little bit about what's coming up, because I know in a theater, as soon as you finish one, you've got to have the next one already started. This kind of rounds out the summer season, and you get back into it in the fall, but auditions are coming, aren't they?
Auditions are actually coming, I think, this Saturday. For our next junior production, actually juniors and adults, in Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's a musical, which is coming up. My wife, Tammy Alexander, is directing that. And then we have auditions for The Odd Couple coming up.
So you've got just right around the corner.
Back
at it. No break at all. Speaking with Dee Alexander from Ruston Community Theater. Dee, all right, I'm going to put you on the spot because we've got a couple minutes left. What's your favorite song in the musical?
Either Benjamin Calypso or Song of the King.
Now, you're doing something different, too. The production I was in, we didn't have this. You tell me there's a Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat mega mix.
The mega mix is several of the songs in the show set to like a disco beat, and it's really, we want the audience to sing along, have fun, dance along. Everybody comes out on stage, and it's also serving as our bows.
And this is a good one to bring the family to. Family friendly. And it's a relatively quick show, too, isn't it? You're not there all day.
Right. It's not a 3-hour Rodgers and Hammerstein show. It's 2 hours max.
That's Dee Alexander, Ruston Community Theater, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. They'll start up Thursday the 17th, running all through this weekend. You can get tickets at rctruston.org and find out about those auditions for The Odd Couple and Diary of a Wimpy Kid as well. This is 90.3 KEDM. To find out about this and other events, be sure and visit our website at kedm.org and like and subscribe to our videos.